100 posts. Wow. 100 posts. Can't quite believe it. So today is Saturday, the 21st of June, 2025. I signed up to DWA on the 21st of November, 2024. So that's been a nice round 7 months. 7 months, 100 posts. Last week, I passed the 1,000 followers milestone. I was trying to figure out how many orgasms I've caused, just as a ballpark figure. Well, if you add up all the listens on just my GWA posts, so this doesn't include the Happy Friday posts or the sneak peeks or any of that, then that is 143,000 thereabouts. So let's round it up to 150,000 and say that's how many orgasms I've caused. As Athena, that is. Yeah, I'd say that's a good a figure as any. You're gonna put a number on it. Wow. That's quite a number, isn't it? Fuck. I'm quite proud of that, you know. Right. Let's crack on with the questions. So I asked which of my toys should take me over the finish line, and the Nora received the most votes. So that is what you can hear. It's rotating inside me, which doesn't do much for me, but the little arm nuzzles my clit in the most delicious fashion, and the rotation action causes that to wiggle on my clit. That's the bit that gets me off. That's what I like. So I am completely butt naked. I've just got out of a lukewarm shower to cool off. We're in a heat wave right now. It's 31 degrees Celsius. I feel the cold terribly, and this means that when we have heat waves, I actually don't suffer as much as other people. So there's an upside. Right. I'm not going to answer all of the questions. Some of them I didn't think would be terribly interesting. Some of them were too personal. So let's get going. My celeb crushes. Okay, so when it comes to women, Xena, Warrior Princess, and Angelina Jolie's Lara Croft are right at the top. Yes, I do like strong, muscly women. Abs, oh my god. I love abs on a woman so much. Some of the women that I play tennis with have incredible bodies, and I do very much enjoy looking at them. In a similar vein, 70s Cher, she had the best abs ever. 90s Nicole Kidman, especially in Batman Forever. Wow. Oh yes, Batman Returns, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman. Fuck. I had no idea I was bi when I watched that. I was very young when that film came out. But yeah, couldn't take my eyes off her. Zendaya, absolutely gorgeous. When it comes to men, my number one, this has been my number one for over a decade, is Chris Evans. I fancy the fucking pants off him. And Patrick Stewart. I think someone asked, do you have an unconventional celebrity crush? I don't know if Patrick Stewart in the late 80s, early 90s counts as unconventional. Because he could fucking get it. But he was certainly an older man. So maybe that is unconventional. But yeah, I would fuck him any day. Someone wants to know how tall I am. Why do you want to know how tall I am? I'm 5'8". Why would someone be curious about that, I wonder? I love being tall. I have a large body. I have a strong body. I'm chunky, but I am strong. I'm very muscly. I love that. I love feeling powerful. I love being able to reach things. Sometimes I find myself strutting. Yeah, I really enjoy my height. What is something that you learned about your sexuality since you started uploading audios? I don't think I've learned anything. I didn't know what breeding was. I mean, I'd heard of it. I just thought it was a euphemism for unprotected sex. You know, bareback. I didn't realise the whole pregnancy, like, part of it, because I heard about it by watching gay porn, which is one of my favourite things to watch. Well, solo male's my favourite thing to watch, and then it's gay porn. Because, as you may know, I don't enjoy women in porn. 99% of the time, they are really fake. Or I don't think that they're enjoying themselves, and that makes it very hard for me to come to. So yeah, what have I learned? I've learned that I really like breeding as a fantasy. I'm not that crazy. What else? I don't know. I think that's it really. Has the way you perceive and react to sex and sexual content altered since you began posting? No, I don't think so. Always really, really enjoyed listening to men pleasuring themselves loudly, listening to them come, listening to them moan. Oh, fuck. It's absolute music to my ears. Yeah, I don't think anything has changed really. What is the kinkiest thing you have done / want to do? I don't think I've done anything particularly kinky in my real life. What do I want to do? I mean, this isn't particularly kinky, but I just really, really want to have a mutual masturbation session with a complete stranger. I don't think I could do that, you know, it's unsafe. Anything could happen behind a locked hotel room door. But yeah. Oh yeah, I suppose the CNC aspect of it, we both agree that we're going to role play, and I'm going to pretend that I want it to be completely hands off, and then it goes another way, just like in my audio, Are You Going to Force Yourself Upon Me, which was, gosh, when was that? January, I think. Let's go and check that out. Yeah, I think I'd like to do that. A CNC roleplay, which is consensual non-consent. Is there any position that you find more arousing than others? No, I don't think so. No, it's just depends on what happens in the heat of the moment, really. It's really important that I'm able to access my clit with my fingers. So I suppose if he's on top and then I have the pressure, yeah, that's the one that I'd go to most of the time. Did you think that you would reach 100 posts and 1,000 followers? Never even thought about it, to be honest. I mean, yeah, when I made my 50th post, I was like, oh, what should I do for my 100th? I've got something really special planned. So yeah, I was definitely on when I did my 50th. I was thinking it was a foregone conclusion that I was going to do 100, but when I started out, I don't think it really occurred to me. I just went with the flow. What are the next steps in Athena's journey to audio erotica domination? There is no next step. This is it. I'm just going to continue posting audios from time to time and get lovely feedback from you horny fuckers, and enjoy being praised and appreciated. I don't really see where it can go. I'm really enjoying this. There's no need to move on to anything else. This will do me just fine. What are your biggest turn-ons in a partner? Cleanliness. I guess it's not a turn-on, that's just a requirement. Confidence. Confidence in bed, confidence with his body, confidence with his sexual skills. What else? Turn-ons. Well, you know, he has to be loud. That's not yours, is it? Adventurous. There was this one guy. I only saw him a few times. Damn, I miss him so much. He was so adventurous and he took charge. And it's one session. We did it in like 7 different positions. And oh, I fucking loved it. I felt like a porn star. What's your favourite toy nowadays? I think my womanizer blend is pretty fucking awesome. Really, really enjoying that one. What's your favourite way to come? Is it you and your toys as you know your body so well? Is it someone giving you oral? Or is it having a throbbing cock deep inside you? My absolute best orgasms are the ones that I give myself with toys. For the first, like, 19 years... Oh, no. Well. That's not quite right. Because I wasn't masturbating as a baby. Or a toddler. Or a preteen. Let's say, up until the age of 19, all I used was fingers. Or humping. And I thought that was great. But then I discovered toys. And they are just absolutely incredible, you know, when you use your fingers, it's just sometimes a bit of a chore, sometimes you just physically can't move your finger fast enough, but with toys, oh god, just the absolute fucking best. Being with someone physically is all well and good, but I don't think anyone's ever made me come as well as a toy has. Would you say your sounds and your voice are the feature of yourself you're most confident in? Or is the prominence of that more from the love of the medium or GWA? I've always had compliments on my voice, my accent, in my personal life. Is it the feature of myself I'm most confident in? It's a tough question. No, I don't think so. I think the features of myself that I'm most confident in are non-physical. But if I had to narrow down the physical, I have pretty eyes. I have a pretty face. I have good teeth. I'm tall. And I love being strong. I love feeling my muscles under my skin. I love playing tennis and being good at it and getting praise. So, yeah, let's say that's what I'm most confident in. Were you as vocal in your moans and noises growing up as you are now? Yeah, I think so. Does size matter for you? You must be referring to penis size. I'm sure you are. You know what? The smallest penis that I have encountered, shall we say, belonged to a very long-term boyfriend. Years and years and years and years and years and years. He was not well endowed. He was Asian. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes it was a bit unsatisfying. But you know what? When you love someone, it really doesn't matter that much. What I would say is, if when you make a fist and it's hard, if it doesn't come out of the fist at all, I'd say yeah, that might be a problem. But anything over that, and I'm happy. And by the way, women do not like big cocks as a general rule, like the ones you mostly get in porn. That is fucking painful. That is not fun. Are you a particularly physically affectionate person? Yes, very, very, very much so. If you're my partner, then yeah, there will be a lot of physical affection. Not necessarily sexual, but yeah, lots of touching. Can we send you photos? No, I do not encourage photos. It's just too much of a risk to send me photos. So first of all, it's only audio that does it for me, okay? Yes, I do watch porn, but what I see is an enhancement to what I hear. If I watch porn, it's because he is loud and vocal and passionate, and the visuals help my enjoyment. But sometimes I'll just listen to it, you know, my eyes will be closed. I won't even be watching it. If you send me photos, there is a very real risk that what I see won't be a turn on and will in fact have the opposite effect. You know, if you send me a photo in which I can see liver spots on your hands or grey pubes or, you know, personal things in the background, it's not gonna help me to enjoy you or your audio or whatever. So yeah, just, I'd say don't risk it. What do you enjoy most about this journey of exploration you're on? Hearing back from you guys, knowing that you've come, knowing that I've made you feel good, knowing what it is about my audio that you particularly liked. Yeah, that makes you feel absolutely incredible. Right, here's a good one. You obviously don't hold back for your audios, but is there a time when you've needed and struggled to be as quiet as possible through an orgasm? Oh, babe, I do hold back. I hold back like you wouldn't believe. What you hear is nothing compared to how loud I want to be. Yeah, unfortunately, you can hear the neighbours like talking through the walls and the ceilings. Can't hear the actual words, but you can hear them talking, and that's how I know that I have to be really careful how much noise I make, because it's so embarrassing to think that my neighbours hear me coming. Ever had a reaction or paranoid moment in real life where you wondered if someone recognised your voice from Reddit? Oh, thankfully, no. God, if that did happen, ugh, don't even want to think about it. When you decide to finally let go and surrender to the orgasmic wave, what do you feel that tips you over? Well, I think the only way I can answer that is to come, and I'll try and answer that question. I'll try and bear that in mind as I come. I've really been enjoying this vibrator on me for the past 15 minutes or so. Let's just kick it up a notch. I'm just going to put on my absolute favourite porn video. This does it for me every time. Thank you. I wish I had my smartwatch on for that one. I'd love to know how high my pulse got. That is a classic example of me holding back. I wanted to be so fucking loud. I wanted to moan and go, ah, and just, you know, really let loose. I couldn't be uninhibited. Oh. I'll be on holiday next month. I'm planning to make lots of audios. If you go back to the audios that I made from mid to late December, you'll hear the real me. What I sound like when I'm not worried about being overheard. I was on holiday and I didn't give a fuck. It starts with the one called Hello from Paradise. This is what I sound like, completely uninhibited. That's the full title. So, about 20 audios from then on were recorded on holiday. Right. What was the question again? Oh, I'm sleepy now. When you decide to finally let go and surrender to the orgasmic wave, what do you feel that tips you over? Hearing him come, imagining what that orgasm felt like to him, imagining that we're together, fantasizing that he's not fucking a sex toy, he's fucking me. That cum isn't landing on his stomach. It's splattering inside my pussy. Yes. That's what tips me over the edge. When building up sexual energy, how much time do you spend stimulating yourself away from your clit? I.e. the rest of your body, but also other parts of your vulva, labia, etc. Not much, no. If I'm going to touch anything, it'll be my nipples. I like running my hands over my skin. I love feeling my bare, smooth pussy with my fingers. But most of the time, I don't do that, and it's just straight to the clit. What's your real name, or the one you would like me to utter when I record myself getting off? Pass. Have you ever come using a shower head? No, I've tried, but I guess I'm just not built that way. when you read this question, how many minutes was it since your last orgasm? Two? Do you prefer visual stimulation or oral? That's A-U-R-A-L. And let your imagination go wild. Oral, obviously. Duh. You don't know me very well if you have to ask that question. Do you have a normal sleep schedule or are you a degenerate and stay up way too late? Why do you want to know that? Yeah, I guess I'm quite good at falling asleep on time. Yeah. Sometimes I pass out way earlier than I mean to. Usually after an orgasm. What is your obsession, apart from the obvious? What do you geek out about? Yeah, I've got lots of passions. I enjoy playing tennis several times a week. I've been doing that for years. I love animals, especially dogs and cats. I love flowers and plants and visiting gardens. Star Trek The Next Generation, I first watched that when I was, gosh, I don't know, 10 or something. And it's just something I am kind of obsessed about. I'm never not rewatching it. Like, it may take me a year to watch the entire 6 series, but as soon as I finished All Good Things, I go straight back to Encounter at Farpoint. 7 series, actually. Yeah, I'm constantly watching Star Trek The Next Generation. Best TV show ever, in my opinion. Okay, I think that's all of the questions. Hope I didn't miss any. There were a few that I declined to answer for various reasons. I'm gonna go enjoy my afterglow now. Thank you for following me. Thank you for listening to me and enjoying my audios. And especially thank you to all of you who replied to the post or sent me a private message and said how much you enjoyed it or praised me. Given me wonderful detail about what you did while listening to me. It is so fucking erotic to read your messages and to know that what I do makes you feel good. I really, really love making audios for you. And if it wasn't for your feedback, your replies, your encouragement, your comments, your praise, quite simply, I wouldn't be doing this. So please, keep at it. Message me. Let me know how much you like my audios. I fucking love to hear it. Wow. 100 posts. I'm really proud of myself for reaching this milestone, you know. Thank you for coming along with me on the journey.